something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, The Call of Blessings.
Hallelujah.
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 2. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Aha, you got it now. Okay, now look at the next one. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us. Who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Did you notice the word places is in parenthesis there on the screen, or it will be italicized depending on which text you're using. Did you notice? What that means is that the word places was not in the original manuscript. So they put it there to fill it up and make it make sense to you. But the word that's translated heavenly places actually stops at heavenly, and it refers to that which is heavenly, celestial, all right, supernal, or you say heavenly regions, celestial regions. In other words, regions beyond the earth. Those celestial regions that hold the forces that control the material world. This earth is controlled from the celestial world. The stars, the moon, the sun, they're all there and they act upon the earth to control times and seasons. They regulate times and seasons on the earth. Hallelujah. And so, that realm is the realm of spirits. Now, when we use the term spirits, many people get confused. They think you are talking about things that don't really exist, things that we try to imagine from our minds. No, no, no. The spirit world is more real than this world. The spirit world has definite beings, definite personalities, definite beings. Some people think that when you talk about spirits, you're dealing with some formless, shapeless entities that are unreal. They think, all right, maybe we're talking about some gas,
some formless. No, no, no. No, the definite beings, this world is a shadow of the spiritual. This world. In other words, this is a copy. A copy of what you have in the spirit realm. For example, the Bible tells us you are a copy of God's nature. Your physical body is a copy of God's nature. In other words, God has one head, two eyes, one nose, two nostrils, two legs, two hands. Do you get it? That's the way God looks. Now, why is that important? Yes, because there are different kinds of beings in the realm of the spirit. Say, I look like God. Close your eyes 1 second and say, I look like God. Think about how inspiring that is. Next time the devil lies to you and tells you, you don't look nice, you say, I look like God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at this. This is really nice. According as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame. He chose me to be holy and blameless. My God, this is beautiful. Before I was born, he chose me to be holy and blameless. So what life should I live? You see, this is my calling, to be holy and blameless. Now, if you don't know this, what are you going to do? You're going to be struggling to be holy, hoping you'll get holy, praying to be holy, trying to be blameless. It's not going to work. That's why it's not been working. That's why it's a problem. That's why you're struggling. How many of you found out, because somehow you got to find out, how many of you found out that you were a male? How many of you found out? You haven't found out yet? How many of you at least discovered sometime in your life? Because somewhere along the line, you didn't know whether you were male or female. You wore your sister's clothes and ran around with them like you're all the same. And then somebody tried to get your attention. You're a boy. You're a girl. They got it into your consciousness. And you started to change. Right? Mm-hmm. So how many of you found out you were male? You still haven't found out in spite of what I said? How many of you here found out somewhere, sometime in your life that you were a male? Thank you. At least you found out. And when you found out, what did you do? You acted like one. You acted like one. You found out first. You found out first. If you hadn't found out, you never would have acted like that. Because we know some people, they haven't found out yet. Praise God. According as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that's verse 4, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Oh, he chose me to be holy. He chose me to be blameless in his sight. I like it. I love it. Having predestinated. Uh-oh, did you see that word? What word? Yes. So there's predestination with God. Notice, having predestinated us, not predestinated the world, predestinated us. You have to understand something, what the Bible teaches about predestination. Predestination as taught by God in the Word doesn't mean everybody has been predestinated to be whatever and they got nothing to do with it. No, that's not what it teaches about predestination.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised them from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 090-296-92794. Or participate in our online church at www.christembassybeninzone1.org on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.